Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call to discuss Q1 FY25 earnings of SB Apparel Limited, hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Siddhant. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, I would like to welcome you all to Q1 FY25 post-result conference call and business update call of SB Apparel Limited. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. P. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. S. Shanta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Chandran, Joint Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lata, Executive Director, Mrs. P. V. Jiva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the post-earnings conference call of Q1 FY25. I hope all of you had a chance to look at our investor presentation that is uploaded on the company's website and stock exchange. The Indian textile sector is experiencing positive growth in market trends. Due to the China Plus One strategy and recent political unrest in Bangladesh, industry stakeholders are reevaluating their reliance on Bangladesh and looking for other countries to diversify their supply chain. Consequently, India, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, and Cambodia are becoming more appealing options for apparel sourcing. These economic shifts are beneficial for us as clients are looking to increase our production capacity to satisfy their rising needs, which we are planning to fulfill gradually. We are eager to take advantage of these opportunities. To do so, we are implementing strategic measures such as maximizing the utilization of our current capacities. We are also expanding into more favorable locations like Sri Lanka, where we have established a subsidiary recognizing the country's duty-free status and the availability of abundant skilled labor. We have begun to attract interest from numerous customers ready to place orders with our new entity, which we anticipate will significantly contribute to the company's growth in the upcoming years. Starting with the spinning division, the performances. In recent years, we have encountered challenges, especially with the fluctuating prices of cotton. Despite these obstacles, we have managed to find the balance between the cost of cotton and the yarn sales, which we expect will lead to a consistent EBITDA in the future. Additionally, our dyeing facility is now operating at full capacity, enhancing the efficiency and performance of this segment. In the garment division, we have broadened our range by venturing into the adult wear market. We are also set to boost our production with a new facility in Shivagarthi, which will introduce 400 machines to our operations and is slated to start in the second half of FY25. Furthermore, our subsidiary in Sri Lanka is already yielding positive results. We are currently in talks with two customers' orders in addition to two existing customers and anticipate a significant business opportunity with a major customer shortly. By the end of financial year 25, we aim to have 1,000 machines in operation in Sri Lanka. Our current order book stands at 402 crores. Looking at the garment division's performance, the adjusted revenue was 214.1 crores. With an adjusted EBITDA of rupees 36 crores and the EBITDA margin of 17%. The utilization rate was 76% in Q1 FY24. The utilization rate now is 79.8 in Q1 FY25. In the retail division, SP Retail Ventures reported revenue of 14.8 crores compared to rupees 14.9 crores in Q1 FY24. We have strategically chosen to discontinue the brand head due to its unprofitable outcomes, which were adversely affecting the division. Our focus is now on the Crocodile brand, which is a strong brand in our portfolio, and our own children's brand Angel and Rocket, which is showing consistent improvement. We expect the retail division to achieve a break-even status by the end of FY25, as we mentioned in our earlier con-call. With regard to SP UK, our revenue for Q1 FY25 was 1.1 million GBP and current order book is valued at 4.4 million GBP. At SP UK, we are experiencing a revival. The company has revamped this segment by hiring a new team of designers, moved to new office and expanding customer base with the 3 additional clients. We are confident of the growth of this division and aim to double our revenue base in the coming years. We will be able to show positive figures from end of Q3 25. We recognize our team's contribution to our success and have decided to issue employee stock option plans as a token of appreciation and recognition. This initiative aims to reward their hard work and foster a sense of ownership, aligning their interests with the company's future growth. With regard to the newly acquired Young brand, the manufacturing setup at Chennai, that the Q1 25 has witnessed a number of Q1 has 15 is 59 crores and the order in hand is about 75 crores. Additionally, we are this is the situation with Young brand, and we are confident of improving the EBITDA hopefully from between 15 to 18%. There are a lot of opportunities to improve the sale. With regard to sustainability, additionally we are dedicated to sustainability and are actively working towards achieving carbon neutrality by 2033. This goal will involve reducing greenhouse gas emissions, investing in renewable energy, and improving overall energy efficiency across our operations. Our aim is to minimize our environmental impact and lead by example in the transition to a more sustainable future. Looking forward, our growth is expected to be driven by increased utilization of the capacities and new upcoming production capacities in the garment division. The newly added acquisition of Young brand apparel and expanding operations in Sri Lanka, along with gradual growth in the retail and SP UK division, we hope this will give good numbers in the future quarters. These steps, along with supportive market trends, are set to contribute to our company's expansion in the coming years. Thank you, and over to Mr. Balaji,
our CFO. Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everybody. I'll just run through the performance of the company and the division-wise performance. For the current quarter, we have, on a standalone basis, we have delivered 214 crores of top line with an EBITDA of 36 crores and a PAT of 22 crores. On a consolidated basis, we have done 245 crores of revenue which is 1.1% in growth, and with an EBITDA of 32.4 crores at an EBITDA margin of 13.2% on a consolidated basis. With a PAT of 18.1, we have delivered 20% growth for the on a year-on-year basis. On the performance of division-wise performance, garment division has a revenue of 214 crores as against 212 crores year-on-year, with an EBITDA of 36 crores for the current year, the current quarter, which is at 17%. When you compare it with year-on-year, we have delivered 39.9 crores of EBITDA value at 18.8% year-on-year. SPUK has delivered 11.7 crores as against 14.8 crores year-on-year. And retail has a revenue of 14.8 crores as against 15 crores year-on-year. EBITDA margins of retail stood at negative number of 3.49 crores as against a negative number of 4.4 crores year-on-year. Financial statements, all the financial statements are available in the presentation. I would just like to give an update that the N Brands have been acquired on 21st. We have taken over the control of N Brand on 21st of June, and 10 days consolidation has been done with the current consolidated financial numbers. N Brand Apparel's quarter one performance is also present in the presentation which we have given separately. And with respect to our debt position, currently we have a debt, gross debt of 189 crores with a net debt of 162 crores. There is a increase in debt due to the acquisition support for N Brand Apparels. Other things are available in the presentation, and we'll get into the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rehan from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just had a question on the capacity utilization. In the PPT, it's written that the capacity utilization is about 79.7%, and that's higher than last year at 76%. But the volume in terms of number of pieces had reduced. So are we sitting on higher inventory, or can you explain that to me?
So, like, if you look at the utilization, so utilization is purely production-based, and the sales quantity, what you look at, is purely on the sales base. So there has been some shift to the next quarter.
See, I think this increase in utilization of machine, it happens gradually over a period of time. As on today, it's 79.8%. But it doesn't mean that for the entire quarter it has run that percentage. And not only that, the production is not necessarily to be shipped in the subsequent month. Sometimes in the volume models we keep producing and it will be in WIP, and then subsequent months it will be shipped. So we need not have to relate the production value with the shipment value.
Understood. So basically it's rotating, it's not basis for the quarter.
Correct. And moreover, there has been increase in the utilization where it is attributing to the new migrants who have joined, and their efficiency is very low. So there is dip in the efficiency level also.
Okay. Understood. Second question, if I can, to get to the capacity utilization of what we are trying to achieve of 85% to 90%, what are the real constraints that the companies can see? Is it going to be labor availability, or is it order book, or what are the restrictions that, you know, we see that could, you know, slow the 85 to 90% capacity utilization, or what basically is stopping us from going there?
Actually, the utilization, at the moment, the constraint is only the labor availability. And as we mentioned in the last quarter, we have already come out of that situation. Now the labor inflow is consistent. We are getting enough manpower and keep on training them. And every month we are increasing the capacity by minimum of 75 to 100 machines. And hopefully achieving 90-95% that will happen in third quarter.
Okay. And Balaji sir, if you could tell me the contribution of spinning for the quarter at EBITDA level.
Sorry?
The contribution of spinning for the quarter.
Spinning.
Last quarter, 40 lakhs. So this quarter, how much is the contribution from spinning?
Spinning, it should be around 65-70 lakhs.
Okay.
At the EBITDA level.
Okay. Thank you. I'll join the queue for questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhash Poddar from Ionis Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. So just a couple of questions. One, if you could talk a bit more about Sri Lanka. You said you want to reach around 1,000 machines in Sri Lanka. Can you talk a bit about what is the realization here? How do you think in terms of numbers, some timelines and some idea about the operations in overall? That will be really helpful.
Okay. See, as we mentioned in the previous consults also, it is a contract basis. It's not the company who owns the factories there. So that is the way the business model works. So the customers are okay with that contract model, and so we are shortlisting the best factories who are good at volume, the capacity, efficiency, and the costing. So based on that, we have shortlisted few factories and they have done the audits, and the customers also have some of the customers have audited and placed the orders. And the big customers, now the audit is going on in this week, and probably the orders will be released by end of this month or next month beginning. And as the customers are satisfied with the shipments and quality and the prices, so they will start increasing the business, placing production at Sri Lanka also, in addition to India, based on their comfort. So getting those capacity in Sri Lanka is not a big issue, because there are good factories available with the skilled workmen. So we will, as the business, as the order book increases, we will also increase the contracting facilities over there. This is how it operates. And with regard to the margins, it is more or less at par with India, because it's duty-free, although there is a slight increase in the labor cost.
So in terms of realization, it will be pretty similar to what we are doing here, but the margins will obviously be different since it's contractual for us. So that's how we understand this model, right?
Yeah, there is no difference between Sri Lanka realization or here. The average price per piece more or less the same. Going to be.
Perfect, that's very clear. And second question was on young brands. So earlier when we had acquired this, we were earlier saying that our margin target here would be first to get to 13 to 15, and then obviously over a period we are getting to 15 to 18. Just listening to your commentary, it seems like you are more confident now, more towards the upper end as compared to the lower end. So if you could just talk about what anything this changed here for young brands, and second part to that, are you still confident of reaching that 400 crore top line for the entire year that you talked about earlier when the press release on came out? So just some thoughts on young brands as well.
Yeah, see, we have been attending the various operations level in young brands continuously. And what we noticed that the efficiency of the factory is good, and the availability of workforce is not a big challenge over there, because that region is more it's in a catchment area of the workforce, so that is also not an issue. and the getting the orders, you know, already they have American customers, but that's not enough for increasing the sale. So we are going to push some of our customers or other new customers either from US or from the Europe and UK. So that will happen over a period of 6 months time. So that additional customers will happen for FY26. And again, there is a cost controlling and the material sourcing, such kind of areas where it needs to be addressed. There are a lot of areas where we can comfortably improve the margins as what we have experienced in the SPFL here in the head office. So we can easily improve to 3 to 4% just like that by correcting all those lapses. So this is what is going to happen. And with regard to the top line, so once we reach 1,500 machines, and we are confident we will be close to 400 crores next financial year.
Perfect. That's very clear. Thank you. Thanks, and all the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity. So just now, my questions on the young brand has been answered. So just wanted to understand that the realizations are increasing though, but not is not, very desired. So when can we expect the realization, especially in apparel industry, is currently going on in a very muted path. So by what time we can see the realizations can improve, sir?
Realization means?
The average realizations of the garments.
Yarn?
Yeah, garment.
Can you come again, your question, please?
No, I'm just asking that the average realizations is around hovering around currently 160-170. So, can we expect any big jump from this current level, or it will be similarly staying here?
See, you're talking about realization per piece?
Per piece, sir.
Realization per piece has got nothing to do in terms of improving on the revenue front. So it needs to be like we need to produce more so that the realization, because we cater in the children cater, and the realization per piece will be at the same level. It can be only around 135 to 140 rupees, and that's been the case for us for past 4-5 years. And we need to produce more quantity so that the sales improves.
Yeah, it can happen, in, as I mentioned in my speech, that if we are increasing for the adult category for the future increasing capacities, then probably the average of the realization per will improve. But I am not sure it will go up to 160 or 170. But over a period of, there will be an increase because we are adding adult product as well.
So by year end, how much adult category of revenue we can get out of the total basket of garment?
That's not sure. That we are not sure about it, because you know there are so many factors are involved in this. So we are not sure. It can go up to say 5 to 10%.
Yeah, 1%. Currently it is 15%. Maybe we can improve up to 20% in quarter 3.
Okay, because the adult category setup is quite different, and are you accommodating in the same premises, or any dedicated facility has been given?
No, same setup only.
Same setup.
Yeah, same setup, because we are versatile in all products, so we can reduce the babies and increase the adult also.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Avash Poddar from INS Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to check on one thing. You said in at Yum! Brands, there is not so much of a challenge for labor. So is there fungibility possible between the orders that you get for SP Apparel and because Yum! Brands is clearly more from internet wear, and we do more of infant wear. So is there fungibility possible for you so that you can address the labor challenge going forward?
Production there.
Production there to increase.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, there is a possible, because there is no big challenge we see in mobilizing the workforce. So we definitely look, we are very confident that we can increase the sales. We can reach the capacity up to 2,500, 600 machines. And also we can go for expansion after 2-3 years time, because we have enough place, the vacant place for building the new factory also there. And innerwear segment is the most demanding one, and there are entry barriers to this segment. So we stand to gain the get the opportunity to increase in terms of orders as well as margins.
Perfect. Thank you. And despite the way the first quarter has gone, we would still hold on to the target that we set for the entire year, right? And we were saying that the organic business growth will be 10%, and then we have the Sivakasi factory, and on top of that we have Yum! Brands. So we still hold on to what we said at the beginning of the year, or at the end of Q4.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Reshma Jain, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So my question is regarding this recent capacity addition. We are existingly doing at 79% utilization level. So post this new capacity, what will be our utilization level, and where do you see this capacity going up over the next 2 years?
When you say new capacity, I'm not able to understand which one do you mean.
Pallaram factory.
So you are talking about the newly acquired factory, you mean?
Sri Lanka, Sivakasi and Sri Lanka, that one.
Sivakasi factory is yet to
start. There I know beginning to start with, we will start say 400 machines by March.
March and
December and January we will be able to run about 400 machines in Sivakasi. But Sri Lanka is, you know, as I told you, it's only the contract basis, and we are yet to think about any investments or joint ventures in Sri Lanka. It's too early to talk about it. But where, you know, those factories are on a job work basis, so there is no question of capacity utilization over there. With regard to Yum! Brand, the installed capacity is 1,600 machines, but currently we are using 1,100 machines. So gradually, in the next 6 months time, we will be able to utilize about 90% in Yum! Brand. With regard to overall SP Apparel garment division over here, we expect 90% plus by end of March.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And one last question. How much CAPEX have we planned for this year?
We are looking at CAPEX of around 40 crores, including the investments into Sivakasi.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akansha from ND Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two sets of questions. So I just want to understand on the acquisition of Yum! Brands. Can you please provide insights on the projected revenues and EBITDA margins for FY25? And how much will it contribute to the top line? Also, secondly, go ahead.
So we are looking at 300 crores of revenue from Yum! Brands for the current financial year. And at the EBITDA level, it should be in a position to contribute around 32 to 35 crores based on the percentage and the completion. So that is what the estimated number should be. in terms of Tank brand numbers.
Okay. And how are we leveraging the cross-selling opportunity? Have you started with Yang Brand customers?
Sorry?
No, I just wanted to know.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. So I just wanted to know, how are we leveraging the cross-selling opportunity? So which we have started with the Yang Brand customers.
So cross-selling, as sir was saying, that they are utilizing at 1,100, they are working with two US customers. We would like to add customers there and also take our customers there so that the utilization level goes up.
Surely this our existing customers in inner garment requirement, definitely they are also looking for new sources. So once this Yang Brand is, you know, all settled down in terms of filling the capacity, in terms of compliances, everything, then we will approach our existing customers to increase them to place the orders for innerwear. So that should not be a problem.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. If I have any questions, I will come back in the queue.
So thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, a broader question, how are we seeing the opportunity on the demand side shaping up, especially from the European customers today? In light of Bangladesh, and if Bangladesh stabilizes also, then also, I mean, organic demand I'm talking.
Okay. See, as I mentioned in the previous phone calls, anyway, customers are, you know, having a sourcing strategy of moving some of the businesses from China as well as Bangladesh. Anyway, even before this this Bangladesh issue, already it was a plan of most of the customers, because they all felt that they are putting more businesses into Bangladesh, where the political instability is there, on and off labor restlessness and such kind of things, and natural calamities. So considering all these things, so they were given no choice to, you know, increase the business over there because they are duty free. But now, you know, because they have been putting more orders into it, they have started feeling it's very risky. So for that reason, they have already decided to move some of the businesses to India, Sri Lanka, Vietnam and Cambodia, other than China, Pakistan and Bangladesh. So this is the current scenario. So with this situation, the current issue, they are becoming more sure of, you know, going steady with their strategy. Overnight they will not be, although it will settle down, calm down, but still they will continue to work to divert the business to some extent to these four countries. So we stand to gain for India and Sri Lanka.
Okay, understood. So in this scenario, for organic growth, what all opportunities would be there for us? Like Yang Brand, we understand cross-selling and all that. But on the client addition front, and in other geographies that we are seeing some traction, what kind of inquiries are we getting? Some color on that would be helpful.
Yeah, after acquisition of Yang Brand, we started getting the new customers for our existing business, this babies and kids' business, by their customers who were, you know, already in the process of inquiry going on, you know, with Yang Brand and their Vanarium and their garment factory. So those customers, they heard the news that we are taking over, acquiring it. So they started approaching us, mostly from US. So there are possibilities that their businesses will come to us, subject to availability of sufficient capacity in our existing setup. But we are not ruling out that those businesses can move to Sri Lanka, these new businesses of US can move to Sri Lanka. So there are cross-selling happening either way. So as I mentioned, for Yang Brand also, we will be bringing additional business to young brand by our existing customers. So I think that the cross sellings are happening, and this will take about 6 months to settle down. So overall, the customer base for both will increase.
Okay, understood. And so this current order book of SP UK at 4.4 million GBP, it is executable over how much period?
4.4
million.
Yeah, 4.4 million. Yeah, what's your question?
It is executable about in how much period? Like it provides visibility for?
5 months time.
Five to six months.
Okay. 5 to 6 months. So which means we can see double revenues coming in for SP UK from
Q3 onwards. We are confident that we will be back on track and take off.
And sir, EBITDA will be positive at those revenues?
Hopefully. It should be. See, because it's a trailing model. So the what is pulling down the EBITDA margin is only because of the fixed expenses. There are, I think, about 12 people are working over there. The fixed designer's cost and the business head and other costs. So these fixed expenses are, you know, pulling down the margin. So it's going to, even if we do 10 million or 15 million, which is possible, so these expenses, fixed expenses, are going to be the same. So naturally, the EBITDA will be very attractive.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations for that visibility and all the best for future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Just a follow-up question to understand, Balaji sir, that, sorry. The Young Brand has, you know, we are focusing on all aesthetic companies into undergarments, and where the aesthetic angle is less focused rather than the delivery. So what I understand is that the capital turn or asset turn will be higher than the existing garment. Is it the right understanding, sir? Because at the lower margin...
Sri Lankan company, right?
No, Young Brand, sir.
Brand. The asset turn will remain, see, you take SP Apparel standalone or the N brand, the asset turn will be remaining the same.
Okay, because in our case, embroidery and all this, you know, a lot of, asset angle has to be taken care of, have been printing. So those things are there, but that is not there in case of all the garments.
Surinarayanan, here the N brand doesn't have a backward integration. So SP Apparels here has a backward integration. So if you look at the garment division as separate entity, the asset turn will be on the higher side, but the, because it is backward integrated, the money invested into the assets will bring down the asset turn. But there it is purely only garment. So the asset turn will be on the higher side. You can look at asset at 5 to 6 times there.
Yeah, that's fair understanding. And sir, just recently, just understanding a broad scenario of labor availability. So prior to, let's say, 2 to 3 years back, the individual states from the eastern side, where we generally procure labor, so that was fairly easy process to get. But now the eastern side, lot of governments are putting up their own facilities. They are encouraging, even a few of the listed companies have gone there. So resultantly, the labor availability or let's say migrant laborers will be less available in the southern side. So how the industry, especially from the south side, is going to cope with that?
See, first of all, this is northeast side. There are plenty of still raw hands workforce are available. It's not currently a tight situation, number one. And number two is that, you know, as the things go, for us it is only, this company relies on the migrant workers is only on, say, about one third or about, say, 40% of the total, one third only, I would say one third of the total workforce only there. So, because we have mitigated the risk of workforce by having at the strategic locations like Sivakasi, Coimbatore, at various places of Tamil Nadu where the abundant workforce locally available. So that is our biggest strength as against other companies, some of the companies who 100% rely only on the hostel workers, you know, where again today is only the migrant workers, not even the Tamil Nadu workers. So that is, risk has been mitigated, and over a period of time, once we reach a machine utilization of 90% plus, so only we may need about month on month about 100 to 200 workforce new to replace the attrition. So we are very well safely placed with regard to the mobilization of workforce.
Okay, and because our
area, I'll add a couple of points here. See, the mitigation in terms of the migrants, we have, sir has explained. So now what we have done is we have gone to Sri Lanka also, where it is also a kind of mitigation that happens. And the other one is that geographical mitigation has also happened by acquiring the Young brand. So I can move factories with, we put up new factories in Chengalpattu also when our labor force is available. So we have done a strategic way of mitigating the risk on migrants all the way.
Yeah, new factories can be put up again in one more place in Tamil Nadu where the abundant workforce is available. So our strategy of workforce is very, very safe and concrete.
Okay, because you know, Bangladesh happens to be majorly present in the niche and denim. So, given any strategy by the global chains to have a Bangladesh plus one strategy, then we need to be ready for the next league of expansion. So, just wanted to understand whether the kind of labor force, because already we have been facing labor availability in case of even labor upgradation. So, even though we may be having a set of machines, but now the labor, they are on the learning curve and it takes time to, be of, productive. So in that light of, just wanted to understand whether Tamil Nadu alone is capable or we need to see some of the eastern locations as well.
So, part of your question we didn't understand. Actually, I guess there is some problem in your mobile or in the line. I guess your question was to do with the availability of labor force in Tamil Nadu as a general. So currently, I guess as a part of strategy, we have already explained to you that we have mitigated. We have all the mitigation taking care of the risk. What you are saying, but I don't know, the question was not that clear in terms of.
Yeah, see, for growth, we are well placed with Sri Lanka and new projects, and for filling the existing capacity to increase the utilization, we have a risk mitigation of local plus these migrant workers. So it's not a big challenge at the moment now. So over a period of 6 months' time, we will be reaching, as I said, we'll be reaching 90% plus utilization. So only the outflow will be balanced by the inflow. But it will not affect the growth.
Okay, and this broad seems
I'm not able to understand your question because it is not very clear, but I think the answer should be there.
My question was only to because the current Young brand and the Sri Lankan job operations and the other acquisitions, that is actually to take care of acquisition of 2 to 3 years CAGR, what the projections you have been giving. But beyond that, the visibility, just to understand whether you are looking at any eastern part of the country to expand, or you'll be sticking to Tamil Nadu?
We do not have any plan for putting up any setup in the eastern part.
Okay, thank you.
But to add a point here, see, the growth doesn't come only when putting up factories in eastern part or northern part or some part of the country. So, like, the growth can happen can also happen by adding factories to the existing. So I think putting up factories today, the scaling up the factory is very tough when it comes to the other states. So it is always possible that there could be some inorganic as like Yen brand.
Yeah, and we have a very clear visibility of next 10 years with regard to managing the workforce, you know, because even in Tamil Nadu we have identified more pockets where, you know, we can get workforce. And we are well versed with this handling the urban scope model of satellite factories handling. So it's not a big issue for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Savai from Abacus Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Most of my questions are answered. Just one on Shivakasi. Am I right in hearing it's going to start from March 25?
Sorry, you were not audible.
Your voice is very stable. Can you speak a little louder, please?
That, just wanted to confirm, did you say Shivakasi is going to start from March 25?
No, Sri Lanka will be starting from October this year.
Production.
Sri Lanka, Shivakasi, the new greenfield expansion.
Shivakasi is from December.
From December. And total, how many machines will we be having, and what will start in the first tranche?
Yeah, first batch would be around 50 to 75 and a total of 400. We'll be able to achieve 400 by December 25.
And the customers are ready, order book is ready.
So by December 25, we will be using entire 400 machines. But initially we had some plans of 1000 plus machines, right?
Yeah, no, this is phase 1 is 400 machines and phase 2 we'll be doing another 400 machines.
50 to 75, you said. I didn't get exactly what it was.
No, 50 to 75 means to start
with.
We'll engage
utilization. Because we cannot, you know, just to suddenly increase all of a sudden we cannot make the factory run full. So it has to go month on month, you know, we have to increase the number of lines, train them, engage them. That's how it goes.
Okay. So in Q4, we should see some incremental revenue coming from this greenfield expansion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you said the order book is there in place. So this would be somewhere in Q4 and we have order book visibility in the first quarter, second quarter itself?
No. It's like factory, the customers are ready to underwrite the factory. That's why ma'am was talking about the already order book as received.
Right, so existing customers have gone and done the audit in whatever.
Yeah.
So it's been approved.
Yeah, we'll get the orders in October, November for Q4 shipment.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have 2-3 questions which could be interlinked. One, sir, suggestion first. Sir, in the presentation, if you can actually clearly indicate about your ramp-up plans of new projects, because if I read through the transcript, there seems to be continuous delays and the communication over the quarter seems to be a bit confusing. So that is one suggestion. So at least we are able to track and monitor and have a better qualitative discussion on the call rather than just stuck with the numbers, which quarter, how many machines, etc., etc. So that's one. My reading is that there has been continuous delays in some of the or in the projects that you indicate versus when it is initially communicated to us. So we request you to look into it on that. And sir, I am not able to understand, sir, Shivakasi, you are indicating 400 machines will be utilized in Q4 of 25 or December 25?
No, December 25.
December 25 it will be running 400 machines.
December 25, because then there seems to be a significant delay with this, right, sir? Because we had ambition, we have a very different ambition when the project was started and what you were indicating. So what has changed materially?
So it was maybe about 2-3 months, right?
No. Actually, we have indicated that this will start from October this year. as we planned, we'll be definitely starting from maybe November or December, 1 or 2 months delay. As we committed, we are starting the production from December. What we say, the completion of total filling of the factories will happen in December 25.
Okay, so there seems to be a delay over there. Great. So second question is again back to another point that you made, you know, China plus Bangladesh plus Pakistan plus one strategy that you indicated. But when we look at some of the other data points published by various agencies, the shift is yet to be visible while we have been talking about this. When I say we as an industry, garmenting industry in India, I'm referring to, since quite a few time now, but the data doesn't indicate the shift is happening. In fact, in some of the other sectors which are more complex and timelines are much more longer in terms of approval process, the shift is visible. So what is happening? Why the shift is not being visible? And whatever loss of market share that China has seen has gone to some of the other countries. We know the reasons. I'm not even debating the reasons. But even now we are having the same line that there are huge inquiries, etc., etc., but the conversion is taking perennial time, sir. So how should one look at this part if we could help us?
See, it can happen only over a period of time. It will take, say, 1 or 2 years time to gradually see if the strategical decision is taken, but season on season, they have to, the customers have to look for the best factories and their capacities, capabilities, and so it cannot happen. The strategic decision has been taken by most of the retailers. So, but you cannot see them in numbers all of a sudden.
Okay, so if the discussions were started or indicated 2 years back or 2.5 years back, ideally we should be seeing some impact, right? Which could be minuscule, but because 2.5-3 years is a reasonable time for convergence for garmenting industry, I would
say. Definitely. See, look, take our case. We have been, you know, chasing them for the past 2.5 years. See, because it's a major decision, it's a business case, they have to go through the business case, they present to various, you know, like quality, technical team, then commercial teams, there are so many complaints team. It will take its own time because that's not the priority at the moment for any retailer. It's only a strategy. They may not have to, you know, do it expressly. So in our case itself, we have been working with closely with our customers, and only now we have been able to get the business for Sri Lanka. So it will have its own time, speed.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, in the past, you have been indicating that you have good amount of orders in hand, but labor was a challenge. So can we assume that issue has now been sorted and there could be much bigger conversions of potential orders? Because we have been, whenever I look at your past commentaries, you have been indicating labor the challenge while there you had good amount of orders in hand which you couldn't take up simply because of labor issues. Now you are indicating all those challenges seems to be getting addressed. So is it the right way to look at it that from here on those challenges are behind for us?
Yes, see, our company, SPFL, you know, as a company, we have very clear visibility, strategy, long-term strategies. We never ever go just by quarter-on-quarter results kind of way of working. So this manpower challenge has been, you must have noticed, for the past few years, 2-3 years. Before COVID, we reached the maximum, the saturated level of this capacity. But during the COVID and after the COVID, everything got disturbed. So mobilizing the people from the northeast side was a big challenge. Only now we have been able to streamline everything. Today we have strategized in such a way that we will be able to utilize 90% plus capacity, means we are confident of mobilizing more people into in our factory and training system, improving their efficiency, retention. Everything is in place now. So you have to wait and see the next 4-5 months time, you will see the increase in the capacity running. Okay. And in addition to that, to mitigate this, that is why we said, I always used to say, to mitigate this workforce risk, we always go for own new project, green factory projects, and acquiring any factories like Young Brand and also offshore production like Sri Lanka. So these three things, in addition to increasing capacity in our existing setup, so there are four pronged way of approach we are doing to improve the growth, so which is working out well. We have not missed any of this.
And the last question is on Crocodile brand. You indicated that it is breaking even or it is profitable today?
Crocodile as it is profitable. But, yeah, same word.
Crocodile as a brand is profitable.
I think so.
But Head and the Angel and Rocket is pulling it down. So strategically we have exited Head and we have given the termination notice and we will come out of the brand license agreement effective December 2024, and after that I guess the minimum royalty which is pulling the overall numbers will definitely be closed. And also that we are also looking at increasing the Crocodile presence by doing garment distribution work, which we have not done so far. So I guess by Q3 onwards you can see the efforts which we have put is yielding results.
So is it possible to indicate only Crocodile brand, what is the revenue and probably profitable, what is the profitability? Because it gets lost in the aggregate numbers, right, of the retail business.
So what we'll do is that we'll add this into the presentation going forward
from the next quarter.
It would be helpful because anyway you are exiting the other two pieces, so it would be helpful.
Not other two, only Head.
Only Head.
Okay, only Head. Great. But any which case, the Crocodile brand is what, because it will also help us to monitor the scalability of Crocodile brand, because given the way you are looking to expand yourself, Crocodile brand becomes a much smaller piece in overall scheme of things, unless there is some other advantages of doing the retail business which you are not, which is not scaling up. You also need to look at that. If there are more qualitative advantages of running the Crocodile brand in terms of business and market understanding, fair enough. Otherwise, Crocodile brand itself, the retail business, whether it needs to be done or not, has to also be evaluated.
Yeah, well taken.
Yeah. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from GHP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So just wanted to know what is the current wages per employee for the labor which we are paying, and considering the next 4-5 years could come out along with a lot of populist measures, do we foresee any sort of increase in minimum wages as per Minimum Wages Act, and how would it impact us?
So in terms of wages, I guess we cannot just give the numbers in the open. You just drop me a mail, I will share you what the wages, what we pay. In terms of the revision and all, we go by the standards which are available in the market, and where there needs to be a change in the industry, then we do it accordingly. So to retain the workmen, we need to enhance their wages regularly. So we keep increasing their wages based on the market and the industry.
But at the moment there is no any clue of revision of minimum wage by the government of Tamil Nadu. So there is nothing in the near future.
Okay, and just wanted to know a range. We would be around 10-15% above the limit, right? Or not?
But no. Increment.
Which one you are asking, 10-15%?
So for example, minimum wages as per our zoning is, say for example, 600 per day. So we would be around 10-15-20% above that. What is that range?
So it would be around 5-10.
No, that we will discuss separately. No, you can.
Okay. Talk. Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Yep. I'm sure and I'm hopeful that, you know, we have satisfied all their queries and we have been able to answer to all your questions. And thank you so much for participating in this con call, showing interest in this company's growth. And thank you once again. And we are confident Q2 results should be better than Q1. And we are coming out of these things, you know, from Q3 onwards. Please rest assured that we will do our best to perform and see the best results to the investors. Thank you. Have a good day.
On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.